The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Sasha Shipway and welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Rounds 1 and 2 have been completed. Every game of the season was on Sky, Sky Sports YouTube and England Netball YouTube, and it's going to be a great season if those two rounds are anything to go by. It was a strong start for Dan Ryan and his Rhino squad. They hopefully brought some new fans to the game and to the franchise, and we saw some familiar battles, just giving us a taste of exactly what's to come for this incredible season ahead. So after this big, massive, unexpected COVID wait, things are finally back.
Let netball fill your living rooms, your WhatsApp, your timelines, tick-tock the life out of it. This is what hope looks like. I think Kadeen Corbin said it best, 11 months of pre-season is over. The Vitality Netball Super League is ready to rise as one. And it starts here, Studio One, Wakefield. It's played host to everyone from Lady Gaga to Little Mix. And tonight it's time for another band of powerful women to take centre stage. First up, the History Makers. Leeds Rhinos making their Super League debut up against one of the originals in Celtic Dragons. For the first time then, all Super League games will be live with us, and it starts now.
Match 1 of the Vitality Netball Super League 2021 season saw Celtic Dragons lose 35-65 to league debutants Leeds Rhinos. Sky's player of the match went to Jade Clark, but what did she make of game 1 and the rest of her side's performance?
Mia Dixon, her skills, like we just give her options and she works her magic, and a lot of time I gave the first ball to centre pass, they take it down and I'm just watching in awe. And defence, we're a real like unit defence, we want to be aggressive, we've not got loads of stars, but we want to all work together to get that ball. So, and I think Vicky Oyosola came out with plenty. It was our first game, so there was some nerves, but yeah, we'll take it game by game, and what a better game than Mavericks on Monday. It's going to be a cracker.
Dan Ryan spoke to Rhino's YouTube after the game.
I'm really happy for the girls and love today seeing the smiles on everyone's faces and just the whole approach of embracing the day and enjoying the moment and enjoying playing the game. It was all about having a good time out there, and you know, the results are bonus, the margins even more of a bonus, and great to start, I guess, the club's history off with a win, and for all these players to get out on the court, all 12 of them, was amazing, but just seeing the smiles on their faces was incredibly rewarding.
Was that the performance you wanted or expected in your first game?
Look, to be honest, my expectations as to the quality we're going to put out wasn't really clear in my mind, because we've never been tested under pressure before, or how are we going to handle the pre-game, how are we going to handle the occasion, I guess. But I was really pleasantly surprised with how calm and relaxed everyone was, and you know, the quality of netball that you produced for round one for a team that's never really played together before under pressure was lots of positive signs. Absolutely plenty of areas that, you know, I want to see growth in quickly, but that's the whole philosophy of this season, is continual improvement, and what was great was we got better as the game went on, which is a sign of a team that's moving in the right direction.
People who have watched us today for the first time will be excited by that brand of netball, but as you say, we're a young team, there's lots still to grow, isn't there, from them?
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, there's going to be plenty of bumps in the road, and while today is awesome, we're going to really make sure we enjoy the moment and everyone who's been involved in getting this over the past 5 years to make it a reality. It's important that you take stock and go, well done to everyone involved. Bit of a recovery day tomorrow, and we know that come Monday night, we're stepping up a whole new level and a whole new level of class against Saracen Mavericks, who, you know, unquestionably one of the teams that are, you know, gunning for the title this year and should definitely be top four. So we need to enjoy the challenge, and with that comes, you know, highs and lows and good form, bad form, great passages of play, areas of growth. We know that, and we're looking forward to it. It's a part of the process.
Jade Clark won player of the match. How impressed were you with her and her contribution to your team?
I've loved working with Jade again, and I've loved seeing her have such a really important place in this group. And, you know, she's so genuine in the way that she leads and gets around these young players, and the confidence that she gives them, she's probably not even aware of how much she's impacting them, is so great to see. And, you know, for someone that's played all over the country, all over the world, so experienced, she's still getting better. And I thought she was outstanding today, and very difficult to fault. But, you know, leaders do their job and they perform when it matters. And I thought today, on the occasion for the club and what it meant for us, she was outstanding in her leadership today and her output of her performance. Look, to be honest, I think England Netball and the Super League have done an outstanding job in getting the league going this year. The spectacle, the production, it looked amazing. We all felt safe. We all felt like we're a part of something that was quite incredible, to be honest. And I hope that the fans, regardless of what teams they support or were supporting in our opening match, really enjoyed seeing netball out there. And I think it looked great in terms of the production. And hopefully we had some great passages of play, which gave people a reason to smile and cheer back home. And hopefully there's plenty more to come.
And finally, a really quick turnaround now. How challenging is that? And what does it look like for you over the next few days?
Yeah, so recovery really important tomorrow, and for the girls to really make sure that we do everything we can to freshen up. We'll have a bit of a light court session on Sunday night in preparation for Mavericks. Have a look at our game plan and some areas that we can improve. And again, where can we make some gains? What can we keep doing to move forward as a group? And then get ready to really face our toughest challenge yet against Mavericks, and, you know, be excited by that and enjoy that opportunity. So, a big couple of days coming up, and looking forward to Monday already.
Hopefully you would have seen by now that Mia Ritchie is joining us to keep an eye on Team Bath games throughout the season, and also key games as well. So what did she make of that opener, Rhinos v Dragons?
I think all we can say is hello Rhinos and welcome to the Super League. I thought they were outstanding all over the court. Particular highlights, I thought Keenan at goalkeeper was excellent. She reads the game so well. She's so effective when she goes from one job to the next. She reads the flies well, and I really enjoy watching her play. Jade Clark was an absolute workhorse, as always. She dominated in the middle of the park. I can't help but feel Dragons, it's going to be a tough season for them. It's going to be a long slog, and I'm sure they'll build after this weekend, and they can only get better. Morgan added pace when she came in to the middle. I didn't think Clinton had a lot to work with, but she held off the likes of Keenan at times well, and she's obviously always accurate when ball is in her hand. But the standout for me was Rhea Dixon at goal attack for Rhinos. Work rate, her creativity, her accuracy just epitomised where obviously Dan Ryan wants Rhinos to be come the business end of the season.
And it was a proud day for Rhinos franchise director Dan Busfield.
It's a fantastic day, it's a historical day. We've been at the stadium this afternoon and had a presentation of the dressers, and it's something that we've been building towards for, you know, 2-3 years now, as a club, as an entity. We've had some fantastic support along the way. Obviously it's been a while since there's been a Yorkshire franchise, moving on from the Yorkshire Jet days. Mariana Pexton's been heavily involved in bringing the franchise back to Yorkshire under the Leeds Rhinos guys. We want to thank Mariana for everything she's done, right from the application stage to where we are now. It's quite surreal to be here. I think it's fantastic for the sport in general. You know, obviously we're all going through a difficult period at the moment with COVID, so it's nice to get some live sport out there for people to watch. We know there's an appetite across Yorkshire for netball, and we're hoping we can bring something to the table.
You've just travelled down with the team. What was the mood in camp on the way?
It was amazing. Obviously, we were, you know, lucky enough to come on the team bus with Rob Burrows' image on the side of it. I think some of the girls were, you know, found it quite emotional, and, you know, it's a real good experience for us coming down as a team. That was very, very jovial, as you can imagine. I think they're all looking forward to it, so excited. You know, they've been in pre-season training for a number of months now, so to get out on the court, and I can imagine that's what they're ready for.
Rob's logo is on the bibs, and also the Yorkshire Netball logo is also on the dresses. That's really important for you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, everybody knows, you know, the effect that obviously Rob has at the club as a club legend, and you know, the link with Motor Neurons Disease Association. You know, we're proud to support them today as well. And Yorkshire Netball wider, I think it's been a fantastic link with Lisa, the chair, has been fantastic, and we really want to embed ourselves in the infrastructure of Yorkshire Netball. As we always say, we are Leeds by name, but we're a Yorkshire franchise.
And you can join Rhinos on Twitter at RhinosNetballSL to follow them on their journey. Celtic Dragons' Tanya Hoffman shared her thoughts on the loss to Skye afterwards.
Look, if we want to do well in this competition, we've got to be able to play well. And that means starting well. And that's something that we didn't do today. So for us as coaches, we've got to have a look at what we're doing in our processes and make a better effort tomorrow against Bath.
What didn't you feel that you got right today?
We've got a short midcourt, and we've been working on playing in front and not being pushed around. But when it gets tough, we all tend to go back to what we know best instead of working through those processes. So we'll have a look at that tonight, and hopefully tomorrow we'll be a better team for it.
Sirens faced Thunder in Game 2, and Sirens were beaten 36-53. Player of the match was Manchester Thunder's Laura Malcolm.
We were just a bit hesitant, to be honest with you, and it was just about letting the ball go. And I think that we've done a good job of starting to let the ball go and building those confidence and the connections that we know we've already got. So a bit of a shaky start, but we started putting on the pressure and letting the ball go. I feel like all week so many people have been messaging saying, oh, you must be so excited, but I just feel like it's been such a grind for everybody that I couldn't get excited until I knew we were actually on that court playing. So to actually be here playing this game in an arena that has been set up in this way is pretty amazing. So loved it. Credit to Sirens, they really come out firing, and we really didn't. And, you know, that is what you kind of expect at the start of the season, especially after not playing competitively together for so long. So yes, it was a shaky start, but we built throughout the game, and that's something we can be proud of.
And what did Karen Grieg make of game one?
Definitely not happy with the start, but you know, we gradually chipped away and got there in the end. But I think we were just far too wasteful with ball, especially from live turnover. It just wasn't good enough, and that's something that we're going to have to address this coming week.
You looked very cross in the break in the first quarter, and the commentators want to know, what were you and Tracy saying?
I don't think we can repeat that.
The good news is you fixed those problems. You left points out there as well, didn't you? So it felt like there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a lot to come. And I think the changes helped us as well. You know, we looked at, obviously, we flipped Caroline and Laura around in that second quarter, which enabled us to put a bit more defensive pressure on them in that second quarter, which eventually got us some turnover ball, which was really nice. And I think in that fourth quarter when we brought Lois on and put Ella back, it gave us that rotational circle a little bit more. There was a lot more ball speed, and you know, it was a lot more difficult for Sirens. And it was great to get all the young guns on tonight. You know, we've had four debutees tonight for our young ones, so really proud of them.
I was going to say, they caught the eye of the likes of Tamsin watching on. Who stood out for you?
I think Lois has stood out all pre-season. She's, you know, really stepped up. She's only just turned 21, and she's never really been a player that people have been aware of, but we've been well aware of her, obviously, since she was 12. So great to see her get a debut and perform so well tonight.
Sirens' Karen Atkinson told Sky what she made of that loss to Thunder.
There are a lot of positives, I think, I think if you're really thinking about it from a performance perspective, the scoreline could have been closer. We need to be able to produce those positive moments, those confident patches of play just for longer. But that's a quality side we're playing against there, who've got a lot of depth, a lot of experience, so they were just able to adapt and change their game when they needed to. A lot of these players are still learning. They've really got to learn how to win games, win the battle against the person they're playing against, win the unit battle, but not just every now and again, over and over and over again. So they're still learning that. It's definitely coming. We're challenging them within our training environment up in Scotland to try and produce that. And they're showing it for decent passages of play, but just not often enough at the minute. But lots we can fix for tomorrow.
It's the Netball Show, and I'm Natalie Morris. Remember, every game of the season is going to be shown on Sky Sports, Sky Sports YouTube, and England Netball YouTube. Saturday saw Pulse versus Storm, and it was Storm who closed the game out with a 42-40 win, with those exciting final moments described by Camilla Buchanan and Caroline Barker.
30 seconds. Does Storm play it around? Do they give perhaps Pulse an option? That's the danger, the risk. If you play it around too much, if you try and wear down that clock, then someone can come through on the fly. Looks like the option they're taking. Do you take it into goal? Parsons drives it through. There's the captain's performance. Bailey goes back out. Into Sophie Kelly. She's played like not a care in the world, making her debut in the Super League. As the buzzer goes off, she'll get the final glory at the final goal. What a debut from her. All the points heading the way home of Surrey Storm. They took risks on court. They made changes on court when they had to. And Camilla Buchanan paying off in the end.
Oh, what a player. What an entry. A young Helen Housby, could it be called? I mean, she was so unfazed by that. And, you know, scoring that last goal at the end. What a way to enter into this Super League. She'll be pleased with that. Her teammates will be pleased with that. Welcome to Super League, Sophie Kelly.
And it was an amazing start to her Super League career for Storm's Sophie Kelly.
Sophie Kelly, on your Surrey Storm debut, you just casually go and get a player of the match. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling absolutely amazing. I can't quite believe what happened, but I had so much fun and I enjoyed all of it.
And coming on obviously so early and with the horrible scenario of Emma having to go down, how was that?
I mean, I wasn't really expecting it at all, but I think because we'd just warmed up, I knew I just had to come on and do a job.
And did it feel any different? Obviously, first taste of Super League, you've had a taste of NPL, but how different was it?
I mean, the physicality was just so much more, but it was great having everyone around me supporting me on the court. So good.
Well done, Sophie.
Thank you.
And you can follow the Surrey Storm podcast for all things Storm throughout the season. Other results saw Team Bath beat Lightning 61-29 and Strathclyde Sirens beat Seven Stars 36-30.
And remember, you can get the thoughts from Mia Ritchie on all of the Team Bath games, as she will be joining us on the Netball Show throughout the season to share her thoughts. Monday's game saw Lightning beat Wasps by 1. The score was 44-43. And Leeds Rhinos faced Saracens Mavericks. It was a game that saw Donnell Walliam leave the court with an injury. Dan Ryan's Rhinos lost some major players in that game and it ended up being 39-43 to Mavericks. Player of the match went to Rhea Dixon.
We've got enough depth in our squad to be able to pull through, I think. We've got Britta Michelle at home. Hi guys, that could come into the squad as well. So we're really lucky with the depth that we've got.
And Dan talked about wanting his side to have a bit of grit, a bit of character. You showed that out there as well, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's what we're all about. As long as we're having fun and we're doing the best we can do, I think we put out an all right performance, yeah.
You got the honour, didn't you, of scoring the first Super League goal for Leeds. And what have you made of the first two games?
It's been an unreal experience. I think England Netball and Vitality have put on an awesome show, and we're really, really lucky to be able to be doing what we're doing, so just great to be out here.
Here's Dan Ryan.
Dan, so much thrown at your team in that game, but you really made Saracens work hard for that win. How proud are you of your team?
Oh, incredibly proud. I think, I was just saying to the group before, I don't think I've ever been involved in a game that's had so much adversity and commotion and chaos, to be honest, to lose your starting goalkeeper and then lose your goal shooter and then lose your wing defence and three key players in the space of 10-15 minutes, and to see the youngsters come off the bench and straight away get involved and hold their own. So many little wins for us today, which I think was so pleasing. And you know, while we had maybe some moments there that a little bit of inexperience at times was costly for us, the overall learning opportunity and exposure for the younger players that took the court, invaluable.
I was going to say, that was a massive win, wasn't it? The strength and depth of the squad and the players that came on, how pleased were you with them?
Oh, incredibly pleased. You know, I thought Paige Kindred, when she came onto that goalkeeper position, had a pretty tough job to do throughout the day. But she hustled and bustled and really reaped the rewards of that style of play late in the game. I thought Sienna Rushton, that came on to goal shooter, 18, and never really played against the quality of those two defenders, who were probably one of the best combos and the hardest, toughest combos in the competition. I thought she rose to the occasion beautifully and played with great confidence. And then, you know, Emily and Amelia coming into the game too at pressure times, I thought they were sensational. And I love seeing the players like the Brie Greasons and the Rhea Dixon step up and take control when they needed to, and just quickly stepping out of the shadows as the younger players to become more of those senior leaders. So it was an exciting day and heaps to take out of it.
Rhea Dixon, who you mentioned there, got the player of the match. How good was she for you tonight?
Amazing. And this is just the beginning for her. I've rated her incredibly highly for a number of years. recruiting her was always around trying to take her game to the next level and give her some extra tools and work on her confidence, and her ability to take ownership of her own athletic performance and journey since being here at Leeds has been amazing. And she's so clever, so smart, and I love watching her play. I think she's really slick. And you know, she was a really solid player for us today, and she was consistent from start to finish. And I think she's got a really bright future. Really pleased to see her progress so well.
And just a little update on the injuries. How's it looking?
The list is extensive at this stage, so we'll take the girls to get some medical assistance and see where they're at. But obviously, the three injuries that happened didn't look good. But that'll be what we move our attention to now, close out the game and start thinking about what's next, and fingers crossed that the girls are okay and nothing too serious.
And just to put in perspective again, game two, really pushed Saracens to it. You must be pleased with the opening weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I think any less of a team would have fallen apart with that type of adversity, and that could have easily blown out to a 15-20 goal loss with what we were losing in terms of quality of athlete and the chaos that was out on that court at times. But to stay within 3, 4, 5 goals for most of it, if not even have opportunities to get closer, it says a lot about these players and them understanding their role and them really making some great progress. So, you know, I think there'd be a lot of people that watched that game today that really respected the players for how they handled it, and I couldn't be more proud for what they put out there today.
As ever, we are super grateful to Sky Sports for their permission to use post-match interviews. And remember, every single one of the matches this season will be available to watch across Sky Sports, the Sky Sports YouTube channel, or England Netball's YouTube channel, so there's no excuse to miss a game. The new agreement will give the competition its greatest visibility to date and aims to build on the momentum and audience growth that netball has enjoyed in recent years. Thank you so much for your support, and we will be with you throughout the season to keep you right up to date with the league. Thank you for listening.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.